30 hospital deals transform U.S. healthcare delivery, despite regulatory scrutiny. The pace of hospital consolidation has not slowed. 30 hospital mergers and acquisitions reached completion in 2026, according to Becker's Hospital Review, sustaining an industry realignment that has been compressing the independent hospital universe for more than a decade. The deals arrive inside a regulatory environment that is growing more complex by the month, with federal data collection programs and patient privacy disputes now sitting alongside the familiar antitrust and reimbursement pressures that have historically governed healthcare mergers and acquisitions underwriting. The 30 transactions finalized this year extend a multi-year pattern in which smaller and rural hospitals exhaust their standalone operating options and seek affiliation with larger systems. Terms and valuations for individual deals in the 2026 cohort were not publicly disclosed in aggregate reporting, but the volume itself carries meaning. Even with elevated interest rates and ongoing Medicare reimbursement uncertainty, strategic acquirers have continued to transact. The sector's deal-making appetite has not collapsed under macroeconomic pressure. It has redirected toward targets with specific characteristics: scale in high acuity service lines, geographic density, and defensible payer mix. At the same time, a structural complication has entered the underwriting conversation. KFF Health News reported on September 8, 2026, that the Consumer Product Safety Commission launched a surveillance program to collect personally identifiable health records from emergency rooms, drawing a letter of protest from Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, and other Democratic lawmakers. The senators wrote directly to CPSC Acting Chairman Peter Feldman demanding suspension of the program, stating that the data collection was untethered from the commission's statutory mission and authority. CPSC spokesperson Steve Roney declined to answer substantive questions about the program. For institutional acquirers, the CPSC program is not an abstraction. Any hospital system that becomes a data collection node for a federal surveillance initiative inherits a liability profile that did not exist at the time of deal underwriting. Privacy indemnification, data segregation architecture, and breach notification obligations all require revisiting. The same week, Stat News reported that Araf filed to go public and disclosed $1.2 billion in earnings, a signal that the broader health technology sector is moving toward capital markets even as hospital operators consolidate and contract. The divergence is instructive. Asset-light, data-generating health tech is attracting initial public offering capital, while brick-and-mortar hospital infrastructure is consolidating under strategic buyers with the balance sheets to absorb regulatory complexity. Volume holds, but the mix of sellers has shifted. The 30 closings in 2026 reflect a seller profile that has changed materially since the 2021 to 2022 consolidation wave. Post-pandemic, the distressed seller was the dominant deal driver. Hospitals that had burned through liquidity reserves, carried deferred capital expenditure backlogs, and faced labor cost inflation that their revenue bases could not absorb. By 2026, that acute distress cohort has largely been acquired or closed. What remains in the seller pool skews toward two categories. The first is the strategically motivated seller, a regional system choosing affiliation with a national or super-regional operator to access contracting leverage, technology infrastructure, or physician recruitment pipelines. The second is the regulatory-pressured seller, a system facing antitrust exposure on a prior deal or operating under consent decree conditions that make independence untenable. Our view: the shift in seller composition raises the average quality of assets transacting in 2026 relative to 2022 and 2023. That is a positive for acquirers. Higher quality assets carry better EBITDA margins, more defensible payer mix, and lower integration risk. The implication for valuation is upward pressure on multiples paid, even if headline deal counts stay flat. The CPSC data program creates a new category of diligence risk. The KFF Health News investigation revealed that the CPSC instructed hospitals to share detailed patient information covering more than 10,000 types of injuries and conditions, including vaccine reactions, suicide attempts, and other clinically sensitive events, with a private company for analysis. The Office of Personnel Management has separately requested federal workers' health information, and other agencies have launched comparable data acquisition efforts during the current administration. For an acquirer conducting due diligence on a hospital target, the existence of these programs introduces a question that was not standard on deal checklists 2 years ago. Which federal programs has the target enrolled in, voluntarily or under pressure, and what are the downstream liability terms? HIPAA compliance has always been a diligence item. The CPSC program creates a different problem. If the data collection mandate exceeds the agency's statutory authority, as the Democratic senators argued in their letter to Chairman Feldman, then hospitals that participated may face legal exposure once the program is litigated or reversed. An acquirer that closes before that litigation resolves inherits the exposure. Our view: expect data governance representations and warranties to expand in hospital purchase agreements for the remainder of 2026 and into 2027. RepSend Warranties insurance underwriters will begin pricing this risk explicitly. Deals that cannot achieve clean representations on federal data sharing participation will face either price adjustments or extended escrow holdbacks. Health Tech's initial public offering signal recalibrates the build vs buy equation, or RAS filing to go public, paired with its reported $1.2 billion in earnings, marks a maturation moment for consumer health technology. The company's path to profitability rests on continuous passive data collection from wearable devices, a fundamentally different revenue architecture than fee-for-service hospital operations. The contrast with hospital mergers and acquisitions is instructive for capital allocation. Hospital systems are consolidating to achieve scale in a reimbursement environment that rewards volume and contracting leverage. Health tech companies are going public on the strength of recurring subscription, revenue, and proprietary datasets. The two models are converging. Large hospital systems are acquiring or partnering with technology platforms to capture longitudinal patient data and reduce the cost of care delivery. For private equity sponsors active in healthcare services, the ARA initial public offering trajectory surfaces a portfolio construction question. A hospital platform acquired at, say, 8 to 10 times EBITDA on a fee-for-service revenue base carries a different terminal value than a hospital platform with embedded remote monitoring, wearable integration, and data licensing revenue. The multiple re-rating potential in the second scenario is substantial. Deal structures that bundle technology capability into hospital acquisitions are likely to attract a premium from strategic buyers at exit. The regulatory overhang is asymmetric across system sizes. Large integrated systems, defined here as operators with more than 20 hospitals, carry compliance infrastructure that can absorb federal data program demands, privacy litigation, and consent decree management without material disruption to operations. Community and regional systems with 3 to 10 hospitals do not. That asymmetry drives deal flow. A community system that receives a CPSC data sharing request and lacks the legal and compliance resources to evaluate it faces a binary choice: comply with uncertain legal consequences or refuse and risk losing federal program participation. Neither option is attractive for an independent operator. Affiliation with a larger system resolves the problem by transferring the compliance function upward. The implication: federal data governance overreach, whatever its ultimate legal fate, is a structural accelerant for consolidation among smaller systems. The 30 deals closed in 2026 will not be the last. they are more likely the front half of a steeper consolidation curve running through 2027 and 2028. The Placamium view the market is pricing 2026 hospital mergers and acquisitions as a continuation of the post-pandemic consolidation cycle. That framing is incomplete. What is actually happening is a convergence of three forces: asset quality improvement in the seller pool, regulatory complexity that disproportionately burdens independent operators, and a technology sector that is reaching public market maturity. Together, these forces do not just sustain deal volume. They change the architecture of what a winning hospital platform looks like in 2028 and beyond. The strategic acquirer that wins this cycle is not the one that closes the most transactions. It is the one that builds a platform combining acute care scale, data governance infrastructure, and technology integration that can command a re-rating from public market or strategic buyers. The CPSC data program controversy, whatever its resolution, has permanently elevated patient data as a board-level governance issue for every hospital in the country. Systems that get ahead of that with defensible architecture become acquisition targets with premium valuations. Systems that do not become sellers at discount. Placamium's thesis: the next 18 months will produce a bifurcation. Systems with technology-enabled data strategy and clean regulatory profiles will trade at expanding multiples. Systems without will face buyer leverage they have not seen since the distressed sale environment of 2022. For private equity sponsors building healthcare services platforms, the window to acquire and upgrade mid-tier regional systems before that bifurcation prices in is open now, and it will not stay open past mid-2027. The bottom line: 30 hospital transactions in 2026 confirm that consolidation has structural momentum regardless of macro headwinds. The CPSC patient data controversy, documented by KFF Health News and protested by senior Senate Democrats, has introduced a new category of diligence risk that acquirers cannot ignore. ORAS $1.2 billion earnings and initial public offering filing confirm that data-native health technology has reached a valuation inflection that hospital operators must now factor into their own platform strategy. The deal that wins the next decade in hospital mergers and acquisitions is not the biggest one. It is the one that pairs acute care scale with data governance that patients, regulators, and capital markets can trust.